Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
We've got Hilary Cox-Condren here, who's going to be talking about her project called Talking About My Generation.
Thank you,
and you're going to play a little game with Julie and I in a moment, aren't you?
I just wanted to say a little bit about The Who, because that was brilliant that you played them, not only, of course, because it is Talking About My Generation, but also they played at Markham Hall in March in the early 60s, along with bands like The Animals, The Kinks, Sandy Shaw, Tom Jones. It was just an incredible time of... It was at Markham Hall, and March used to be called the Vegas of the Fens.
No.
So many bands are playing there. Oh, I'm loving this
Text
project.
Text us if you went along and were part of the Vegas of the Fens. If you've ever been to Markham Hall in March in the 60s, you must text us. Hilary would love
to
hear from you.
Any musical memories from March, Wisbeach, Brandon and Mildenhall, I would love to hear
you
them.
You should. We'll get. I'll read the text number out again for everyone. It's 07919 070490, or find us at Cambridge 105 on Facebook or Twitter to tell Hilary something that you've been doing in your generation
I've had so many great memories while she's on. It's incredible.
But where can people find out about this project then that you're doing if they want to go and have a look at what's going on? Is it mygeneration.ccan.co.uk? Is that
That's it? Yep, on the Cambridge Archive, Cambridgeshire Archive Network.
Okay.
My Generation, and we've got Talking My Generation on Facebook and Talking My Gen on Twitter. But this My Generation website, oh, how lovely, it's just popped up in front of me.
Ah.
Thank you. This is gradually building up as we collate all the memories that we're gathering. So at the moment, there's just a few on there. People can have a look and
you can see
each of the four
there, actually. You're scrolling photos on the homepage. The Who at Markham Hall, 5th of March it was, in 1966. They're in the local
how
paper.
How cool is that?
And it's oral history you're doing, isn't it? What does that mean?
Okay, yes. Well, we are doing some formal oral history recordings as well. So myself and Shelley Lockwood have been training up volunteers in oral history recording. Mm-hmm. And it's actually quite a formal way of recording memories, but it's so vital. For instance, just saying here about all those bands that played in March, the only references that we can find really in a few newspaper cuttings, and actually Who, I can probably say this because I can't remember his name, so it's quite a doddery reporter who really isn't interested in music at all. He's saying, oh, the Who played, it was really loud, I had to stand at the back. That's about it in these sort of memories and history. And so in gathering people's own stories and own memorabilia, we can really create a
So it's real
good,
people you're
archive.
Looking for, not doddery reporters.
Oh, I don't mind doddery reporters.
Did Julie and I count as doddery reporters? Oh, Julian's flashing his bus pass at us now. This is going to be a brilliant one.
This is really good because I've just... Julian's confided in... Well, I'm about to tell everyone. He's told us that he was around Brandon, which is brilliant. I had such a good day at Brandon Day Centre yesterday, reminiscing about the 60s, having a bit of a dance, finding out some hilarious stuff about going on the music bus over to Lakenheath and Mildenhall.
The just music
brilliant.
Bus?
The music bus.
I never had a music bus in my day, which was the noughties, so...
Thanks, Ash.
Have you got a bus pass, Hilary? Of course you don't. Look at her. She's fabulous.
How can you possibly be anywhere near a bus pass?
Can you believe that she just asked
possibly
me that?
Possibly not.
But I'm thinking there's a difference between, say, when I was, you know, I lived more sort of towards Thetford, so on the other side, north, quite north of Brandon. So we'd think of going maybe into Bow St Edmunds or up to Norwich for something. And it, you mentioned the music bus. You know, I'd always make, you know, if we wanted to go into the next town, well, the bus to Thetford was on a Tuesday and the bus to Diss was on a Friday, and that was right. just daytime. So
yeah.
you needed to find somebody to give you a lift. You had to go with an older friend, perhaps, who could drive. Or there's, and it still happens today, of course. You know, mm-hmm. you hire the group taxi to bring you all back from Norwich, which is a good 25 or so.
Isn't it?
Miles away.
Well, there was the music bus in the 60s. There was a coach that used to pick up from the towns and then take people over to Markham Hall or to Lake and Heath or to various venues.
I think this is something that Andy Campbell at Stagecoach needs to revive the music bus.
If we all mass text Andy Campbell at Stagecoach on Twitter, music bus for Fens.
I was trying to put forward that actually I need a bus that I can just go around Fens and Breckland.
We can get you one of the ice cream bicycles. You could have a ghetto bus on
Well,
the front.
Actually, I was thinking that an ice cream van would be nice, wouldn't it? With music coming out the top as I go through different towns.
That
but
was
are you noticing differences between, say, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. I don't recall in the, you know, the big bands of the day would go, I'd probably see them at the UEA in Norwich. I can't recall any contemporary bands of the 1980s who would have been as big as The Who playing anywhere near rural East Anglia at that time.
And not just The Who, the Rolling Stones played in Wisbeach in 1963. That's their first gig outside of London. And it's great because everybody remembers going, regardless of whether they went or not. It's really, there's that thing about history and
my
memories.
My neighbour's brother's mum went. It was brilliant.
It's like Botham's Ashes at Headingley. They could fill the ground about three times over, I think.
No, definitely. I'm going to play another quick song now, Hilary, okay. And we're going to crash into another travel update, pun not intended. And then can you stick around and play this game with us? You're going to ask Julian and I some questions and we'll see how wildly different our answers are. But I'll stick a bit of James Bay on
great
for
stuff.
Us now and then stay with us, Hilary.
Thank you.
That was The Zombies with She's Not There. Hugh Grundy, the drummer, local Cambridge man, used to live in Buckton, top tip. I'm back here with my guest, Hilary Cox-Condren, and we're going to be joined voice-wise by my babysitter, Julian Clover, now, because she's going to play a little game with us. We've got these cards in front of us. They look fantastic. You hand these out at all your events, which we'll hear more
yes.
about soon.
When I'm stimulating memories. I've got lots of music that I play, and I got scents like Old Spice, and I got sweets like
it's a sensory overload.
It is a completely
blue stratos.
Can I just I haven't been able to find any of that, but that'd be great. Can I just say the Zombies played at the Wheat Sheaf, which was above the Co-op in Brandon, where the bowling alley is now. So, you know,
they
bands
did.
Playing all over March.
Nice one.
And all over Fenland and Breckland. It's been fascinating learning about it, actually.
And these questions you've got down on this card, so you use them to sort of spark people's memories and guide what they're about to tell you.
It's a little bit of a warm-up, really, yep. Mm-hmm. So... we're talking about my generation, Ashley and Julian. In which decade were you partying or listening to music most?
I don't want you all to give me evils now, but it was your early noughties.
I don't envy you being in the early noughties
you
for your
envy
musical.
Me at all. No.
Yeah.
But no, I would have started listening, mid 90s, so the Spice Girls kicked everything off me and I've never looked back. Julian, what's yours?
It's probably 80s. It's kind of when it. Kind of got serious, you know what I mean? I would have been... Somebody asked me this the other day, and I was thinking everybody has like a sweet spot of music, mm-hmm. and mine would be probably 83, 84, 85, you know? And I was just sort of leaving school and going out into the world and...
mine too, that would be mine too. I don't normally play, but I'm just joining in. Join in at the back. And so where were you living? Which town were you in at the time?
So I grew up in Buckton, outside Huntingdon. Julian used to live there as well, but then just while the Zombies were on, we were saying, because you're about to ask us about live music, neither of us really got into that scene until we were old enough to drive or moved elsewhere. So I went off to... I'd go to the odd festival, and I saw every big band at the time, maybe at V Festival or something similar, but that was a one-off each year. So it wasn't until I went to university in Nottingham that I started seeing bands every other day, really, at least once a week. So it was, that would have been the early noughties.
I'd almost go as far as to say I'm probably seeing more music now, live music now, yeah, than I ever have done.
Which is, you've got a job that pays you money.
I've got a job which pays me money, but actually I'm perfectly happy to pop across to somewhere like the Blue Moon and have a, yeah, have a drink there and see... And see a local band, and yes, of course, you can go to the Junction or the Corn
We've
Exchange.
Got loads. And here in Cambridge, early 80s. So I came to Cambridge 84 to go to CCAT to do the illustration course there. So we were in the Batman listening to music. We were at the Sea Cadet Hall.
Are we getting into boat race territory as well, or was that earlier or later?
It was around that time, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. Yeah. Which is where the Snug is now, isn't it? On the new market.
Yeah.
Right.
Going down the Midland Tavern.
How long's the Flying Pig been there? That's where I see all my good music these days. They keep trying to knock the Flying Pig down, and
you've been dancing with my mum then.
Probably.
Okay.
Plenty of people have been dancing with my mum, so plenty fair.
So anyway, which was the first record, tape or CD?
I have an actual cool answer to this one. Yeah. So because I grew up with the Spice Girls and it was kind of a bit rubbish and it went into the early noughties, I at least adopted my much older brother's music taste and tried to pretend I was cool. So it was Ian Brown, My Star, and one of the Cooler Shaker albums I bought in Woolworths.
Woolies.
So I think Ian Brown was a tape, but
so
then I got Cooler Shaker on a CD. I remember that.
That's great. That's great. And tapes. I love all the memories that we're getting of people, everybody listening to the top 40.
Oh, yes.
Clicking on and off to clip off
Tom Brown, as it was, or Simon Bates.
If you were really techie, though, you could cut the adverts out if you knew exactly what you were doing, but you had to sit and listen for all 3 hours.
Sorry, when I was growing up, we didn't have commercial radio.
You just clicked
between, didn't you? Just clicked so that you didn't have the DJ in there.
I got a 50 pence record. It'd been a WH Smith voucher. This possibly would have been for my 9th birthday or something.
Perfect.
And I went to WH Smith and I bought that chart hit of the time as the 45. I still have it. It was ABBA, Dancing Queen, everybody.
I'm having that played at my funeral. No joke of a lie.
I met somebody recently in Mildenhall, and he's just talking about. So he still had his long hair. He's talking about all these events that all these festivals that he used to go to, and the rock bands he used to see, and the Ford Capri that he had to trade in when he got married.
Now, green or brown?
It was silver. It was silver.
And
he said, I said, well, which gig would you most like to see if there was ever any gig that you could see? And it was ABBA.
How old is I? Well, my sister needs to ring in and remind me. My sister, Kay, asked me what CD I wanted for Christmas. I must have been 6, and she gave me a list. And on that list were you two and ABBA and 2 newish people, and I asked for ABBA Gold. She's like, are you sure? Do you know who they are? I loved that CD.
I possibly got the sheet of music for that at home, if you're interested.
Cher is in Mamma Mia 2 this summer,
everyone.
This really
isn't going the direction I thought it would be.
Let's pull it back. Let's pull it back, because we need to play you a song before the news.
Which music style did you identify with?
I was an emo. I'm so
you.
Embarrassed.
So what was an emo?
Okay, an emo is black hair, fringe on the side, swept over one eye so you can't see. You need several piercings. You need some dark lipstick. You need to pretend like you can use a skateboard, but it all has to be black.
Ah, that's an emo.
Do you know who My Chemical Romance are?
They were my favourite. That follows now.
I bet Hillary's going to have a great answer to this question.
I used to soap my hair up and I had my shaved head, obviously.
I've seen some fantastic photos of you at another thing you've done. I can't remember where you shared them, because you're always sharing things like this. But yeah, with your big hair and your leopard print. Yeah. Oh yeah. I better put a song on. Tell us why you're putting Katrina in the Waves
on. We're putting Katrina in the Waves on because Kimberly Roo, who is our local Cambridge singer-songwriter, wrote Walking on Sunshine, and Katrina was from Mildenhall because her father was based at the base there.
Excellent. Thank you, Hilary Cox Condren. Go to mygeneration.ccan.co.uk to find out more about the Talking About My Generation project.